Hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hope you're having a good start of the week. So I'm covering for Tasumi today. She had a conflict. I'll do this session instead. So if this is your first time, special welcome to you. So we'll do the Nectar of the Path practice here for about 30 minutes, which I will lightly guide, and I will share the liturgy here on the screen so you can just follow along. Everyone see the screen, okay? Or the liturgy? Yeah, great. So why don't we take a moment and just settle in to our bodies, our seats, checking in with our posture, keeping our spines loosely straight and letting the body be relaxed and at ease. And do whatever you need to do here to just settle down a little bit. Maybe you want to take a few deep breaths or something else, whatever you need to do. Just rest in open awareness for a few moments. Put our hands in Anjali, in front of our hearts, and go for refuge and bodhicitta. Om Sangye Chedang Soki Chognam La Changchun Bardu Dagni Kyabsuchi Dagi Jinsok Gipe Sunamki Drula Penchir Sangye In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. Four Immeasurables. O sem chen tam che deva dang de gyu dang dem par gyur chik dungal dang dungal gi gyu dang dral war gyur chik dungal me pe deva dam pa Dang mi dral war gyurchik, nye ring chak dang nye dang drawe, tang yom chen pola ne par gyurchik. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. Begin by cultivating a sense of delight in the qualities of the freedoms and riches. Om miluyen ten du me dagni shen yin par shen ne ga tro je ji rang. Seeing its many wonderful qualities, I rejoice and delight in this human life. So, as we rest here in open awareness, just take a few moments to appreciate this precious human life. that we have. It's called precious because we've met with the Dharma, with the lineage of teachers, the teachings. We receive those teachings, and we're also putting them into practice. So just take a moment here to rejoice, and when you feel, you can drop back into open awareness. So this is how we will practice throughout this session. We contemplate the topic for a little while and then rest in open awareness, alternating between the two. Next, contemplate the impermanent nature of phenomena. Like waves in the ocean, all things are impermanent. I will accept whatever happens and make it my friend. So nothing stays the same, even for a short moment. This is just the nature of reality, nature of how things are. So there's no need trying to fight this, that things are changing, but instead can work on accepting whatever comes our way and make it our friend, as the line says here. Contemplate the interdependence of causes and conditions. Om gyukyen som nadre bunye min pe leg tsok chen pen le la gang nuwe. When causes and conditions come together, a result is sure to follow. So I will do my best to help others and engage in positive deeds. So everything that we experience comes about through causes and conditions, that nothing happens randomly. Just like planting a seed, well, like an apple seed, for example, you, if all conditions or circumstances come together, there will be an apple tree and nothing else. So similarly here, when these causes and conditions come together, a result is sure to follow. Therefore, we can come back to this intention of trying to engage in positive deeds and help others. The result may not always turn out that way, but simply setting that intention is enough. Contemplate the dreamlike quality of the suffering of samsara. Om droven dungan sovo sem ki che rangi shingle drolvar cha. The suffering of beings is mainly produced by the mind. I must free myself from my self-created bonds. So, as the line says here, that most of the suffering that we experience is produced in our own minds. Since that is the case, we can also free ourselves from these self-created bonds or self-created suffering. We'll simply reflect on this for a few moments and then again, rest back into open awareness when you feel it's time. Bring to mind the three jewels, the guides who will free you from the ocean of samsara suffering. So take a moment to just imagine the three jewels in front of us, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So if you don't know what they look like, so don't worry about it, or if you find it difficult to imagine this, the most important is that feeling the presence of them, that they are here. Simply trusting that they are here, the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So just tune into that a little bit. We can put our hands in Anjali. Go for refuge. Om ilu tengi kyabne kun chog sum dag sog tön pa lam dang drog tsö. Three jewels, undeceiving and everlasting sources of refuge, please be the guide, the path, and companions for myself and all beings. Om Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. So imagine that the three jewels melt into light. This light melts into you. This light fills your body and you become inseparable from the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Om Dundam Kyabne Rangla Tsog Pate Semni Deshe Nyingpo Ye Sangye. The ultimate refuge is perfectly complete within me. For my mind is Buddha nature, enlightened from the very start. So, what we practiced before is called the outer refuge. Reciting Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Through doing that, and then at the end there, the dissolution phase, we can connect with the ultimate refuge. The real refuge, which is the Buddha within. So through working with the outer refuge, we can come to realize the inner refuge, our own Buddha nature. That we've had this wonderful nature from the very beginning, that there's no difference between the nature of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and our nature. And if you don't believe this to be true, that's completely fine. In that case, just open up to the possibility that maybe that may be so. Or what if that would be so? It's good enough. Next, meditate on loving kindness and compassion by thinking of all the infinite number of beings as members of your own family, recognizing that they share your wish to be happy and free from suffering. Om Rang Yi Shinde Duk Lang Dorle Yong Su Kya Pe Dronam Ying Re Che. I feel compassion for all the beings who, like me, want to be happy and free from suffering. So, why does it say here that we feel compassion for all beings? The reason is that we all want to be happy and free from suffering. Everything we do comes out of this wish, so looking for happiness. But most of us don't know the cause for real happiness, i.e., connecting with our own or recognizing our own inner awareness, our Buddha nature. Therefore, we can see how incredibly fortunate we are who have recognized this inner nature, our Buddha nature. That can also lead to when we see others who suffer, we can see that they mainly do so because they have not recognized their own inner Buddha nature. Just reflect on this for a little moment and then again can drop into open awareness when you feel it's time. Generate bodhicitta, thinking to yourself, I will practice on the path to bring all the infinite number of beings to the state of Buddhahood. Om Kung Kyang Nam Kien Gyalwe Gopang La Dagi Gurchir Lam La Juk Parcha. To bring all beings to the state of omniscient Buddhahood, I will now practice the path. So, in the lines before, when we recognized the wish to be happy and free from suffering, you can see that when reaching the state of Buddhahood, that's when we really will be able to benefit and help others. And this is the intention, motivation we can continuously come back to, that we're not only doing this for our own benefit and our own sake, but we engage in the path, engage in the practice, so that we can become Buddhas, so that we can help all beings to recognize their own Buddha nature, so that they too become Buddhas. In the space before you, imagine your own guru in the form of Vajradhara or whichever Buddha inspires you. Again, can you imagine Vajradhara or any other Buddha that inspires you? And if you don't have any Buddha, just again feel that there is this presence of the enlightened qualities here now. And then we can put our hands in Anjali in front of our heart and recite the lines. Olamengo vosangye kundangnyam. Lak pardakla kadrin. Think of me, O Guru. In essence, you are equal to all the Buddhas, but in the kindness you have shown me, you are even greater. O Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno. Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno. Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno. Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno, Lama Kheno. Imagine that the guru melts into light and dissolves into you, your minds merging indivisibly. Om den dam rang yang lameng o vortsok lob me rang shin sang ye kundang. Ultimately, I am the same as the guru in essence, for the nature of the student is the same as that of all the Buddhas. So again, it's not only our gurus, teachers, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who have this wonderful nature, so do we. Buddha, being a Buddha is not something that we achieve in the future, but it's right here, right now. Say the only difference between the Buddhas and us. Our nature are exactly the same. The difference is that they have stabilized the recognition of their Buddha nature. Whereas we have not. But in terms of the nature itself, it's exactly the same. And again, if you don't believe that you are the same as all the Buddhas, that you are a Buddha right here, right now, that's fine. But again, then open up to that possibility. What if that is the case? What if I am a Buddha here now? conclude, let the mind rest naturally without meditating, yet undistracted, in the state in which you, the Guru, and the Buddhas are indivisible in essence. Maintain the flow of the mind's true nature, ordinary, just as it is. Om Rang Dang Lama Sangye Kun Yi Tug Yerme Ma She Rang Bab Nyung Me Shi Ma Yeng Mi Gom Tsome Rang Gama Rik Pa Rang Yi Rang Yi Nang Dundel. My mind, inseparable from the minds of the Guru and all the Buddhas, I rest naturally without fabrication in my basic nature, not meditating and not distracted in untribed ordinariness. Awareness relaxes into itself. You don't have to do anything special here. You don't have to try to get in a certain state of mind or anything. Let go of even, you know, let go of meditation. Let go of awareness, even. Just let everything be completely natural. And if you have received pointing out instructions on the nature of mind, then this is nature of mind practice. If you have not, then this is open awareness practice. Just be here for a few moments. With the Buddhas of the three times and ten directions, along with their offspring, as your witnesses, dedicate the virtue to the welfare of others. We put our hands in Anjali and dedicate the merit. Om Dagi Dusum Sakpe Git Sok Dang Yaldang changsem drove gi kundom jitar sangye se chen ng pa shin kya kyam dro kun tende top chir ngo. I dedicate all the virtue I have gathered throughout the three times, along with the virtue of the victorious ones, the bodhisattvas, and all beings, following in the footsteps of the Buddhas and their heirs to the lasting happiness of all infinite number of beings. And when we dedicate the merit, we can, as the line says here, following in the footsteps of the Buddhas and their heirs. That line means that we're dedicating the merit in the spirit of there is no one dedicating merit. There is no one receiving the merit, and there is no merit dedicated. Om Sunam Diyi Tam Che Tomnenye pedranam pamchene Kegana chibala trupayi Si petsole droa dronvarsho. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. Okay, thank you very much for joining this session.
Thank you.
There,
Thank you.
I
Thank
stop
you.
sharing.
Thank you.
Obrigado.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Lovely to
you.
see
Good to be
you
here
all.
today.
Yeah, great seeing you all.
Yeah.
Have
Bye.
a great day.
Bye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
If you just
Bye-bye.
bye.
Bye.